Brad Leone isn't exactly who I pictured as the star of a food show, especially not one from Bon Appetit magazine, which is a highly curated, posh brand among foodies. Brad Leone is the opposite of those things in all the most charming ways.
Oh, God, Vinny. Vinny, did you get the insurance? Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, cut. Cut, Vin.
Just a couple crabby boys cooking up crabby on the last... I ain't a good rhymer.
Leone is a big, bearded guy with a Jersey accent, and he could be mistaken for a hipster, but you get the sense that his personal aesthetic is a reflection of a culinary ethos. Don't overthink it. He began his professional life as a carpenter, then culinary school in New York and a job doing dishes for Bon Appetit. Not long after that, he was managing their kitchen, and now he is one of Bon Appetit's biggest online stars. His YouTube series, called It's Alive, started as lighthearted adventures in fermentation.
Well, it kind of smells like beer, a little yeasty in a good way. Pretty nice.
Honestly, the food is secondary to the experience here. Really, it is all about Brad and his general enthusiasm for food and life. So when we found out about his new show, It's Alive, Goin' Places, it seemed like a pretty good excuse to go meet him in person at his test kitchen in New York.
Hi!
How's it going?
It goes well. How are you?
I asked Brad to explain how a dishwasher-turned-kitchen manager became a YouTube sensation. He said it had a lot to do with his then-cameraman, Vincent Cross.
They're like, why don't you just take a camera and just like go down there and just follow him around? And he did, and that's how we shot the first episode of Kombucha, which was a mess. And then it sat on a hard drive in someone's desk for like 8 months. And then eventually, I guess Vince like talked him into like, just put it out. Who cares? Like, there's so much garbage on the internet. Like, what do we have to lose? That's not a quote, but it might be. And so they put it out. And then like at the time, we being Bon Appetit, didn't really have like a YouTube presence at all.
If you watch Brad's show, you know that he loves a good tangent, which is even more evident when talking with him.
I don't even own a computer, to tell you the truth, you know? Like,
you don't own a computer?
No, I got this phone, and it's kind of, I mean, it's better than the first computer I ever had, so and it fits in my pocket, so I just kind of rock this thing.
Honestly, by now, I have forgotten what my original question was.
You know, when I travel, I got one of those, tablets.
Yeah.
And I watched the movies on them and stuff, shows, but like, yeah, I never got it. I always wanted one, you know, where I could like upload photos. I have a digital camera. Yeah, maybe one day.
Is he more focused when it comes to food? Sort of, but part of the show's charm is that it goes off the rails from time to time.
I was trying to make a little like a Lambrusco, you know, a little red kind of carbonated Italian wine, you know?
Okay, no.
Oh,
I don't
know. It's fantastic.
When
it's good, it's good.
It sounds delicious.
Well, okay. I did not, mine was not good.
Oh.
But So I tried to do it, and you know, I had added some champagne yeast or something. There's some grape juice that I got, and it fermented, and it was alcoholic. But I bottled it to carbonate.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it, lightly shaking it, looking for like little bubbles. This was early, and in fermentation days, and I'm like, man, I think it's a dud. I don't think it worked, you know. And I just literally went to go flip it, and as soon as I touched it, ba-boom! The whole thing, it turned into like glass, into sand, you know, it was just like misted. There was red Fox Lambrusco on the ceiling, on the floor, a little micro cut on my face from the glass. Chris was shell-shocked, took him 2 days to talk.
It seriously turned to sand?
That's well, no, but I mean, it just like, it, the glass, there was not, it like vaporized.
It vaporized.
It turned into sand, we're going to stick with that. We atomized the entire thing.
So you get a sense of how this whole thing is going. Obviously, we should then inject alcohol into the situation. For his new show, Brad spent some time around Austin, Texas. So to cap off the visit, we made a cocktail, a Paloma, made out of a spirit called Sotol, distilled from a plant that grows in the Texas desert.
All right, so first up.
Yep.
We're going to make, so it's a little grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to make a little grapefruit juice.
This is a big deal for me.
What, grapefruit?
I really hate grapefruit.
Oh, no. I love grapefruit. It's one of the best things in the world.
Seriously?
Oh my God, I love them. I
you
can eat
love
one
them.
Every day. You hate them.
It's
I'm
literally
so
like on my top three worst foods.
No.
I'm not going to lie to you if it doesn't taste good.
No, it's going to taste great. So we'll do 3 ounces of grapefruit juice.
Mmm.
Let me get our little shaker. And then we're going to do 3 ounces of the Sotol. If you don't have Sotol, you could use, you know, tequila or whatever.
Tequila.
Here, before we go, I go pouring it in. Give it a smell, though.
Okay.
It's very vegetal.
Vegetal?
Yeah.
That's a word?
Oh, big, I think. Actually, I'm the worst person to ask that. I hardly speak English. No, I'm not kidding. Give it a little smell, and then you can give it a little nip, too.
Oh, it smells delicious.
Vegetal.
It's totally vegetal. It's the most vegetal thing I've ever smelled.
Excellent. We're going to add the ginger.
Okay.
And then I got some mint. And then I got a little lime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we'll do a little agave.
Right.
Just a little.
You could put honey.
Yeah.
Or sugar.
Agave just, or sugar. I mean, you can put anything.
Right.
Or maple syrup, even, if you're into that.
Yeah.
I love maple syrup. Yeah, no rules. You know, recipes for me have always just been kind of guidelines.
Right.
Little inspiration pieces.
Roadmap.
Yeah, a little roadmap. You know, you want to make it right out of nowhere, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You got to live a little. All right, so we got our muddled stuff in there, a little ginger, lime, mint. Okay. I'm going to add the grapefruit juice. All right, yummo.
Okay.
And I'm going to add the booze. Sotol. All right. Oh, a little wild card, too. I like to, no one's doing this. No one seasons their drinks, but they season everything else. A little pinch of salt.
A little salt.
Yeah, huh?
I love salt.
You didn't see that coming. You
I
love
totally
salt.
Did it.
That's an essential mineral.
Big left turn for me. Okay.
So we're going to add just a little pinch in there. I think that's nice. And then a little ice. And we'll give it a little shaky shake. And I'll pour you a drink here.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should give it a shot. And then let me try it after.
That is so good.
Huh. Converted her.
You know
grapefruit.
Why? Because it doesn't taste like grapefruit.
Right. Is it good? Is it too boozy?
No.
No?
It tastes like the best parts of the Sotol have just been elevated.
All right. I can get into that.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. It's really yum.
It sounded great. It's actually pretty good.
I'm
kind of shocked myself here.
That's Brad Leone of Bon Appetit. You can watch his show, It's Alive, Going Places. Look for it on Apple TV or wherever you stream your shows.